The Strange Universe. I have to wonder if anyone really does believe we are alone in this vast universe. We believe we know so much about how the universe works, but we keep getting knocked on our collective keisters. Take the announcement which was just made by NASA in February. They announced the Webb telescope, which can see back to almost the beginning of the supposed Big Bang which created our universe, made an incredible discovery that proves we were wrong in thinking we were seeing the earliest universes when we look back to what we thought was the edge of the explosion. We just found old galaxies back there. That is supposed to be impossible because we were told we were looking at how things started. So much for our theories on current astronomy which state how the universe started. I have to say I never really thought the Big Bang theory was correct, but who am I compared to those big brains out there? It just didn't seem right to me, and when I first started looking into the theories about how the universe was formed, they kept changing as more popular ones rose and others fell out of contention with most of the scientists. My thoughts on the subject were, how could we be so sure on how something so vast and ancient was around or how it was formed? It just didn't make any sense. Scientists were so sure of themselves, and yet they should never be so sure in matters like this. It does make one wonder, what else did we get wrong about the universe? I have to think probably plenty. We are swamped with all sorts of ideas and theories about the universe. We are told space is expanding when most of us think of space as being mostly empty, which leads us to wonder how such an empty area which we consider nothing can do anything. When that question is asked, we are told space is not empty. It is like saying air is not empty because of the dust in it. Maybe the problem is with our brains, maybe they are just not equipped to realize some things, like what extra dimensions could look like. So far, these concepts have not been proven to any extent I know of, even though they exist in scientific theory. As a matter of fact, there has been an argument going on in the scientific community over string theory. Some scientists swear on it, but others think it is nonsense. Maybe we should just admit we don't really know how the universe was formed, what is going to happen to it in the future, and other such things. I have to think we don't even understand life fully. If one would ask 100 people, how did life start on Earth, you would probably get several answers. Some would be religious, some scientific, and some just crazy. This may anger some people, but I believe we were created by God, but how he did it is open to debate. If we believe the universe is populated with alien life, and I think we have seen the proof of it in our skies for years, then I guess we have to admit the universe is billions of years old and possibly far older, and maybe we should admit what we think is the edge of our universe certainly is not. Since our brains cannot understand infinity, it is hard to say the universe goes on forever, and Einstein was convinced we would eventually get back to the place we started if we went on a straight line, so we would even be arguing against him if we thought it was infinite, but though we don't understand something doesn't mean it is wrong. We don't understand how in quantum physics something can be in two places at the same time, but it has been proven by scientific experiments this is true. I don't think we will ever be able to prove the universe is not infinite, because to be absolutely sure, we would have to reach the end, and that might be impossible even for the most advanced beings who ever lived. When it comes to how things work in the universe, we thought we knew how our rockets accelerated, and yet we found that when we launch a rocket into space, such as the probes we send to different planets and such, they speed up a little more than theory would suggest. It just shows unknown things are still out there. Things we were told were impossible, such as traveling faster than light speed, are now suddenly being said are doable. Something was found out in weapons research, and it was we could make torpedoes travel hundreds of miles per hour underwater by putting them inside a bubble. I don't know if this is what led to the idea of doing this with a bubble around a spacecraft or not, but it has been proposed if we put a spacecraft inside a warp bubble, we could travel faster than light. The problem is this bubble would be formed by using tremendous amounts of energy to rearrange space into the bubble. While we think this right now, Who knows what incredible energy sources we might be able to use in space? Recently, there was an idea put forward which states advanced races could be using black holes as giant quantum computers to hold data. This idea seems a bit much to me, and I have to put it into the same category as a race being so advanced it draws all its energy from the galaxy it is in. While some of these ideas come from scientists, they seemed more like science fiction to me. The James Webb Telescope is a great tool and it is going to change a lot of ideas about space, but after this new discovery of old galaxies on what scientists thought was the edge of the universe, even bigger and better telescopes might just show us what is beyond that edge, and now that seems to be the most important thing to see. Maybe it is time to go ahead with the idea of building a telescope on the moon which would use liquid mercury for a mirror which fills an entire crater. If it is big enough, perhaps it will get us past that barrier. It just might turn out there is something past the barrier we never suspected, or maybe just more galaxies, but it would be great to find out once and for all.